stuff, black mice. Stiffening the shoes is more like, you know, disgusting. So our bodies grabbing, our bodies want to be really bad, so our bodies must be really disgusting. Like, so we're going to the subject and discuss it. And make a comment. That's really the body. The body is the shmooze is basically this speak, and you listen to the shmooze a lot, so everybody participates. And everybody like that. I think when I was in the Bible, when I was in Shiva, we had about, there's three different people that I just spoke about, like the Kufas, and each one of them was to say a bad. At the end of the bad, it was, okay, what's father is the mindset, then with Akonis, and there was also Knosis. A Knas, that was, and that's what it was, those are the best bad. The next time coming, you hear a poverty, you remember, you don't remember, it goes up one, it goes up the other one. Make a big capsule up, you know, make like Ramban says, you get somebody, he says that when you have a letter, he writes to Libnoy, to his son, he writes that if you finish learning, you should right away see if you can take something out of the mice. Because you take something out of the mice, and then you walk away with something, otherwise many times, so that's really that's my bad, especially she, you know, when you get together, it's like a sort of a vibe. I remember when I used to go to a vibe, it's just a little bit older than you, that's what it used to be. But I just want to be mocking with you, because I recognize it. By Schwab telling the story, he was once saying Shir in the place, in those days, Shim Schwab, house his house for Shabbos, by father Shim was sick, someone his house for Shabbos, was Mamish Moriri, Mamish Moriri, the stories he told us in the right way, was Mamish Moriri. So he told us that he once said Shir in the place, because in those days when he said Shir, Shir conditions weren't so Shir, you know, little fans, it wasn't, you know, such good fans, the whole system wasn't so good. Kopanim said that he went to St. Shia, it was close to 100 degrees. This was very hot, like today's day, it was very hot. And you know, and they were sitting by the Shia, they said, the Rebbe wouldn't mind if we take off our jackets. So he said, the Rebbe wouldn't mind if we leave them out. So he explained, and then that's what he answered them, and then he started the Shia. So he is known, you know, the Rachmanis, some people come, you know, but, and the Chamakim, the tired, the thirsty. So okay, she is a shit, but why is it not good? Yeah, because he's had a really good boy. And that's really bad, so it's really stupid to have rum over here. He says, Torah is nikna from Yudhisayira. That's one of the things really, so we'll see what it is. But Torah is nikna with here. There's a difference. Someone really asks, what's the difference between Chochmah and Torah? What was the, you know, there's some colleges they go to, you know, there's ladies, there's a code for ladies already. That's what people don't know what to do. They started making a code for ladies. And you're going to buy it all, and you're going to buy the toast, and you're going to buy the toast, it's kfir mamish. So what the Gemara says, the Yishami says, the Nazi says, it's better the toast should be burnt than be nimsal and nosh. But there's such a thing, you know, that's what's that, that's not chas v'shem, that's not toast, that's called choch. You take nebach the mavazi the toast. I mean, it's cool your tongue because of gila arayis, that's why, not because of toast, not because of choch, not nothing, it's just gila arayis, it's a life, a different form of gila arayis. That's the etzim of this. But Akopanim, it's a mamash, what's the son of that? Torah is, the etzim Torah is with Yerushamayim. And if Torah is not making Yerushamayim, then Torah becomes Chok. I want to tell you about Gabal Gavoy. When I had this Kash and Medrash, this is Vitoris Hadgomen. I went around, this was years ago, this is maybe curve to when you were born. I don't know how old you are, this goes back 19 years ago. Maybe before you were born. And I had this Kash and Medrash, and I went around in the yeshiva asking, someone could tell me Pshat and Medrash. And I went around to all the people that knew Haggadah. There's a Chelik and Shas, there's Halach, there's Haggadah. And like one of them said Pshat, nobody knew. I didn't know Pshat, and I went around to everybody. Mamash said, because the Yeshiva, the big Hamilch Chacham, nobody said Pshat. The one person told me Pshat, and maybe Jacobs. I said, Tif Pshat, I'll tell you the Pshat. First I'll ask you the Kasha, and you'll see if you're hot. And this is a easy good skill song. It's as Hamsha Fort and Jester, or what we spoke about last time.
What is that blue jacket?
This will explain my blue jacket. This will explain everything. It says like this. Now, if you all have a medrash in front of you, so you know some would appreciate more the shadow of what's going on here, but I'll read it to you, you'll have it anyway. Rabbi Yitzchak Kosa.
Where is
the right at the beginning of Psicha Na Eicha, Bashir Aleph. It says like this. Rabbi Yitzchak Kosa. Tachas ta'evata es Hashem alakecha b'simcha v'tub leivov meroiv kol v'avata es ha'ivecha. He says like this. Ilu zechisim, if you were zoicha, ha'yisim kodim b'toidi, you would have read the pasuk in the Torah, tivi eimo v'sita eimo b'hanachloscha. The Eish is going to take you to Yerushalayim. Ashra shaloi zechisim, now that you did Averis, harei atam kodim tovei kol rasul l'fanecha. Instead of tivi eimo, the good, you'll have tovei forbid. Next. Ilu zechisim, if you were zoicha, ha'yisim kodim b'toidi, shamu amu yagozim. that all the goyim are going to sit with you forever. Asher shaloi zechisem, how do you get them curling a different posik? Shomu kininoch, a different thing about Shmir. Not Shomu amagosim, but Shomu, you're going to hear something kininoch, you're going to correct. Ilu zechisem, you zecha yisem curling a third, rode isis oni ami ashev mitzrayim, but the abe shesu and he took you out of mitzrayim. Asher shaloi zechisem, how do you get them curling a shem, you'll be the different posik. Rei Hashem, maybe shalom, at the tzoros for you. Ilu zechisem, you would have had, you would curling a third, karosim betzim ayam azeh, asam shaloi zechisem, karosi lamai vay. Ilu zechisem, this 35 sukkah will be a 50. You lose a chizm, you'd have read this. Now that you weren't zarchi, you read this. What's the matter telling me? What's it? If you would have been zarchi, you would have read this pasuk. Now you read it, now you're reading this pasuk. First of all, the pasuk say, well, what's the medish? I don't know, like, what, you know what I'm talking about? You lose a chizm, what's the message of the medish? What's the medish telling us? I tell you, I'm muri dika boy. It's a shuna dika has been before. What's the message here? You lose anyone you come. You lose a chizm, you call him a turtle, you lose a character, you lose a chizm, you have to remember. Asher shalaz chizm, you lose a chizm, zokhi shalami meinu. All right, boy, shalami. Remember Yerushalayim. You would have had a good pasuk with Zechilat, now you have to have a bad pasuk with Zechilat. You was a chisim, you had a good pasuk with a chvayis, the Yerush is going to give you an asinu l'roish. Now the Yerush is going to give you an asinu for bad. So what's the Medrash telling me? So Yehuda Jacob's telling me, Pshat HaPosuk, listen to this. And this shows a person where he lives, what level, what kav ha-kfiru, where you are in life. You know in Auschwitz, by Hitler, there was jokes there too. You know there was a humor there? You know they used the crack jokes over there? You know that? It was always the joke. The joke is that they made a cheshbon how many people were supposed to get burned. This is Emes Zach. And they made a cheshbon how many people were supposed to put into a furnace. And then they made a choice. And they killed an extra one. So the guy was kept him away. Ah! Killed an extra one. That was like the joke. Chad the joke. It was a joke. That was the joke. Do you know that he was chasness there too? More people got married. People got married then. I mean, not like chasness that we have, but it was chasness too. There was food there. You know what food was over there? People gambled for a cube of sugar. He was asleep. You know how people used to sleep? He was just 4 months. He was a little bit simcha. You know what simcha was? When the person saw the guy, like a crumb of bread, or that the Nazi let him live one more for a second. So he was also a little simcha. He was singing. He was singing there. You know what he sang there? My father told me. Heard about it. I mean, my father wasn't in the concentration camp, but there were people that sang animado. That's the note that they sang it, they were all singing together, they all went together, they were singing there too. They were singing, they were dancing, they were hustling, there was humor, there was food, there was drink, except it was a different style. It just was a different style. They was looking, they were seeing, they was talking, they was remembering, there was hello, there was goodbye. But the hello, goodbye, it's in a different ballpark. The name of that ballpark is the Malach HaMovitz' house. And the Malach HaMovitz' house, food means a different thing. What does food mean by us? Food means steaks. It drinks a lot of soda, a lot of challah, all the fish you want, all the goodies and candies and delicious and mash and ketchup and mustard. That's food by us. Concentration camp, that wasn't a batch of food. Food over there meant something else. Food over there meant a little piece of sugar, a crumb of bread, a dirty piece of fafalta, a shallots of orange. That was the definition of the word food. So by etzim, it's just ilu zechisim, if you would have been zechim, you can have all these things. You can have remembering, seeing, talking, singing, happiness, chasna, dying, laughing, anything that there is in the Bria, you can have it. Except where are you going to have it? At what level are you going to have it? That's really what the Medrash says. The Medrash time is that Yitzchak Pasuk says it's your own fault. Ilu zechisim, if you would have had seichel, there's such a thing called remembering. The age is going to remember the year. So you could have made that inyan of remembering to be for good. But you decided to say, Averis, that no, you want to play the Baruch HaMovitz's ballpark. Okay, so now there's a different remembering. Remember the Tzoros. It was a chizah for you. We could have a different song. You could have singing, Chvayis Oizru Natsadik when Natsadik walks in. Chvayis, you could have singing, Chvayis Animamim B'tachos B'tvekis Nailor around the Shabbos table. You could have been Zerich for that. But you didn't want it, right? You did Averis, so now you have a different thing. Animamim for your body. Then you sing Chvayis, Kil Hashem Amlucha, and that's Yishma Yisrael. It was a chizah, you could have been Ol Malchus Shemayim in your base medish with the whole heart. But now it's Shalai Zechizah. So that's what the medish is saying. This is a wonderful thing. Where are you? What's called your eating? What's called your sleeping? What's called everything that you do? What level are you? And Ilu Zechizah, where are you doing it? Ilu Zechizah, you could have been, let's say we're doing it, you could have been running from Konevich, under the Sanatorium of Ravshach. Ilu Zechizah, if you would have wanted, you could have had Yir Shemayim. No Yir Shemayim could have been by you. Stay by the Stein's house. I'll learn Yir Shemayim from Ravshalem of Olba. Ilu Zechizah, if you want it. But now that you don't want it, so now you have a different level of Yir Shemayim, you have a different level of Torah, you have a different level of food, He was a chisa. If you want, you know what food would have meant to you? Food would have been, meant like the stipend. He could have been not. He was a chisa. So no, it was like this. That's him. You're going to have everything. You're going to have everything. You're gonna, every one of us are going to have everything. But you have to choose where you want it. What level do you want it? That's what Medici is telling us. That's a Medici Gemara. A person, the different people, I was thinking, what makes a person great? Why are some people great and some people less great? Why are people small? It's because the person himself chooses what type of a life he wants to live. For instance, summer vacation. It was a chesed. If you want, you could choose a Medici Gemara during the summer vacation. I have a summer vacation. I must go to summer vacation. I have a very unrestrained mind. I eat very little and I sleep very little. It's very, my body is always tense. I have so many things and stuff that I have to collect. So many projects that I'm involved in. So many I suffer with telephone. I can't show myself. So I'm unrestrained. So I must have a vacation. So now I have a choice for my vacation. I can go out into the country. Just take it easy. The face, like everybody. Take it easy. Really good and bad. Or else I could do a different thing. I can invest money in this. I bought myself a cellphone. And I decided, oh, the bane is mine. I'm going to rest. You know what I'm going to do? I just got this today in the mail. I'm not going to learn anything more. It's not going to be next week. All I'm going to do is I'm going to learn about it. So that's going to be my vacation. I'm not going to have any ownership. I have to go over my head as a chorik, whatever I'm learning, I can do some of it. And then it's like, boy, I have a very difficult period because I'm heading. It's a lot of halachas. It's very, very difficult. The entire community, it's very, very complicated. But I need a vacation, he needs a vacation. So we made up today. You go to the country. He took a loan. He has his Tanakh and he has what to do. And I invested. This is my son's vacation. So it cost $195. It's a lot of money. But now I know I have what to do. The whole stuff, that's the biggest reason. I chose what I want my Venus Ryan to do. I have now 6 weeks. He actually has no money. I shouldn't have any kids. All we do is I just sit down and cruise to the back. I have this page and that page, I've done most fun, just to that safe. So my vacation is going to be Tanakh. I hope they have some invention that I should do the right decision. If I'm doing the right decision, I should be Zeicher to be Kaid Tanakh. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. It is crazy. But why am I telling you Kaid the guy? But the reason I'm telling you that you should also choose Ilza Chisim. I need a vacation, you have some vacation. You're not different than me. I have to take it easy, you have to take it easy. This type has to take it easy also. Rabsham Shabdon has to take it easy. Rabshachos has to take it easy. How do these people take it? That's what this message is telling us. I have to eat and sleep, and you have to eat, and you will have to eat and sleep. But now you choose Iluzachisa. What do you want? What do you want out of life? What do you want to do? That's the Iluzachisa. That's this message. And the message, and the message takes the tircha of going through so many different things. Iluzachisa this, now you have this. Iluzachisa this. What's the message telling me? Just three of them, I will get the message. It's not that way. You have to know that every shekh of life, everything you do, you can choose where you want that lifestyle. You know what I'm talking about? It's a moiety to get out. That's what Rabbi Jacob explained to me. And really, that's why a person makes a decision like that. For instance, one of my chavrusas that I learned with, I learned with about an hour a day. This is one of my teachers, Afiyagi. And one of them I learned an hour a day, I teach something. I learned Gemara, whatever, Sachmachas. So now, he decided he wants to learn Gemara, Rashi, and only some places. Now, he's foolish. Why? Because he made his... he's looking for my chavrus, but he decided this is as far as he wants to go. Bet Menachem, let's learn every place, he's eating some chicken, he'll have himself a case. No. So his kav, his line, where he wants to be at, is Gemara Rashi with just some places. He doesn't want to push harder. So he's a chisa. He could have been zoichet to have, at the end, is ready, this man is ready finishing that, so he gets finished here. He could have had Marcus with the places. But he didn't. Now he just has Marcus with Gemara Rashi. He has a few little places. But that's that. He could have chosen it, so was that. You're sitting by a Rebbe with a shiur. Real long shishi, I know who the Magachi is. I'm not telling you what the Magachi is. You could choose it. You could really break your back and learn. Kind of thing. I'm not telling you guys a lot. It was a chisam. If you don't want to, you just want to just pass the time. That's already your decision. This is the thing you want to get from not telling you, it's just an easy friend. You don't have to tell you to get his chavos or not. That's already your decision. It was a chisam. That's what everything that you do when it comes to Moridika Limit, everything you do, you have to decide. What do I want from this thing? Because you're going to have it at a million different levels. And you're going to decide. When I was living by Abba was a very, very difficult year. It took me a long time, and I went there. I was going to plaza myself. I was 28 years old, and I had three children already. But yet I had four children. And I went, and I sat in a share with guys 18 years old. It's a long time ago. I'm already over 40. And I was willing to be going to plaza myself to go to a blatcha and sit in class together with a guy's 18 years old, and I have a chair with him. And sometimes when I think about it, the pain hurt. I was willing to take it. I'm willing to be, you know, advise myself for freedom, because how else am I going to get it? How else am I going to get it? So I go up on it. I remember when I was dealing with that Rav at the beginning, and I didn't know what in the world he was doing. You have to be trained for that type of hamotha. Now, if a guy gets a shiur for 2 years, then he's got it. 3 years, 4 years, he has it. Even though I can't say I'm a stupid guy, but I'm a little bit, just a little bit below average. I'm not average, I'm just a little bit below average. I don't have a good hair. It's good. I even know from the Chagrusa sometimes, you know, I can't look fast, I don't have a fast piece. I don't have a memory. I really don't have it, because I don't care about it. And the Bochum of the 18th and so on, and they understood the shiur much better. And I went, I listened to the guys, I copied over their notes, I slapped my silly notes. And then, slowly, I was being credited this year. Until I had Rabab the way if he had fun his life as much as I was in Gare, how much I got. One day when I went to Rabab and he told me over a certain person in a certain Zach, I told him, Mr. Shimon, I have it, Kohler, but I have it at this level, and I told him how I have it. He said, it's good. A week later, I told him, I was thinking about it, and I said, my wish is different. I got this word from a different angle. He said, that's it. You know what the word is? He's saying with this medish. I could have been ill as a chism, I would have been happy. First of all, if I wasn't happy, I would have been happy just staying like with the lighting, just the pikiest the whole time. I had any amok. I wasn't happy with that. I felt it was a big amok, so I wanted to go to blushing. So I pushed myself to be zecha for more. And then even over there, gufa, I was mafazing myself and I asked for more and more and more. Why am I telling the truth? Because I'm telling you, Yipsori Erzalikin, for my bossa, the Gehenna that I went through, the mistakes that I went through, I'm sharing it with you, so you should know, don't fall into these mistakes, and you should go with the chisam a million times higher, a million times better. A lot of times you can be zeichah to get things a certain level, but mamish, even the chisam, it's mamish up to you. There's no malach, I'll tell you, there's no malach that's going to come down from the angle that's going to crack open your head and throw in kedushin, tayin, precious, and turning your shemayim, and kolat, and kulam, all this around this room. No one's going to do it. Don't think it'll ever happen. It just won't happen. No matter how much you doubt, it just won't happen. No man's gonna just open up the head overnight and make him uncle because that can happen. You're gonna have to work. No good old Benjamin Franklin said, there's no gains without pains. And it's mamish totally new. It was a chesed. It's a political lesson. Yishmael Klai so chooses themselves from generation to generation to choose which level they want to live. And that's what this message from this day is. We could have been sitting in mamish and Yishalayim, Yishtachas Gafna, Yishtachas Tehi Nosi, just like the Novi said, it was confidence. Everything belongs to us. The whole breed belongs to us. Yankev wanted to nechat the brachas, we got everything, we got it. Tanzor, l'mahab, 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 l'mahab. Who's the one that messed it up? It's ourselves. Dilu zachis. And in every generation, now there's the goyim aren't against us. So begoli, so open. We have to be there, but it's our time. Rev. Victor Miller said, soon our time will be aligned by the Japanese embassy, the Jews looking for visas to go to Japan. Because America's going to be so good. We don't know what the American is going to bring to us. We don't know. The Catholics are moving on very strong because I'm already bigger. Open the Jews for Yashka. There's a lot of sort of rumbling over here and there comes out every once in a while, especially in the South against the Jews. It's, whatever you don't know is better you don't know. But here's what I'm saying. Now we have a little bit of Menucha. So it was a chismas. I'm just telling you this. You could daven 1,000 times better. If you have a very good kinyan and tefillah and you want to be kohen and tefillah more, who's going to hold you back? Who does hold you back? It's all about you. So it was a chismas. The message. This medicine, any shetach ruchnis, if you want to take it, it's mamish tov and good, and that's mamish ilizachis. If you have the time, you look through the things, you see so many different psukim. Shalish pom bashon, v'ashav shalizachis, and v'kodah gitzit ba'avit. You're going to walk. Let's take this one. Ilizachis, you could have been zechut to walk. Every yid's going to have a certain amount of walking to walk. Mark Sobe says, shlish ba'avit, shlish ba'alich, shlish ba'yeshiva. One third of the day you walk, one third of the day you sit, and one third of the day you walk, you sit, and you stand, you don't move. So you're going to walk. Now where are you going to walk? You can either walk the girl's hands, you walk the harness, you can walk the chakra. That could have been walking. You also could have been walking to the mashkiah for a while, back then. You could have also, your decision. You could do whatever you want. You're going to walk a certain amount of steps in your life. You can walk around the stalkers. You can walk around for this, you can walk around. It's always a chisam, it's up to you. And any one of these things is going to act a little bit. Here's a different one. Ilu zechisim ha'yikarim te leil shemurim ha'ashem. Achshav slay zechisim ha'yikarim b'ochis zecha b'layla. You could have had leil shemurim nekirat the night. You know what that night can give you? It's half to fulfill how much you could learn at night. Rav Shom Shvadon said that when Ezekiel was at night. You learn at night, you can't say that the shalom came about. You could closely played off, you know, those people in the camp or all the advice of sleeping, and have such a heilig a night. The Yizach of Allah, Shemur Mashiach. And now the Shemur piece of what is the person who brought us to Allah, he cries. It's the person's own decision. And everything that the Medrash over here talks about, you can be Zurich from all that Shir Zacha, and it's up to you. There's no one that's going to do it. You know, by the going, they think it's a saint that goes and runs out of the chimney. Just fills up his sack. It's just not such a most nice and also sick. There's no such thing as my father's. Rather, I'm behind the logic. The Malach wanted to come down there and live with him. And the little girl told him not to. And when the Malach came to the little girl, he said, the Malach, you know what that means, the Malach? The Ramchal took from the Malach, the Baal Shem took from the Malach. And the little girl said, no, I don't want to. I want to argue for myself. He didn't want to learn from the Malach. He wanted to have the whole thing, everything in his turn, he wanted to bring him here. See some big people, I'll not have one. That was Ilu Zechisa. He can be chose. You don't know what you could be Zerich for. It's not much like Ilu Zechisa. But this is just the Teres HaKdama. I just want to know. Now, maybe a person can understand. A person can understand what type of a life he should lead. He could lead a life that could be Mamash Ilu Zechisa. Maybe they could turn you from your Shemayim. And if you want, you could just separate the Teres from your Shemayim. I want to show you the Smartik of Medish. The Medish says, in this Pasik, it says, V'yikholi Truma. Now, the Zohar HaKadosh tells us this. He says, what's V'yikhu Li? Who's Li? Li says, this Li is me. Oh, you see, the Yishon. Truma, the Zohar HaKadosh says, what's Truma? Truma stands for Tov Vav Reish Hei, Truma's Torah. And Mem, the Torah that was given in the fourth in 40 days. The Torah that was given in 40 days. So, V'yikhu Li Truma means you should take me, that me, the Yishon says, and he says, take Truma, take the Torah. So that's what the Zohar says. The Baal HaTanya is eyes not cash. Or even the Kosovo should say, Yikhuli vit Truma. What's Yikhuli Truma? If Li means the Abish says, I want you to take me to your heart, and I want you to take the Truma, which is the Torah that was given to man, she says, Yikhuli vit Truma. What's Yikhuli Truma? What? So the Baal HaTanya explains this. It's a way that he is sort of, and this is the difference between the grace of Mensch and the claim of Mensch. The Abish is in the Torah. The Abish in the Torah. If you want to get a hold of the Abish, like if you want to use Ari Kaplan's expressions, and say if you want to experience God, which is modern express, if you want to experience what's the Shvira so the Abish then about, why are you gonna feel it? When you taste ketchup, you taste mustard, you feel that, right? You know exactly how it feels. When you go swimming, you feel the wetness, you feel the gishmake, the looseness, the freeness, the dive, the swim, the everything. You feel it. You know what you feel it. I don't have to have anybody explain it. If you want to feel the Abish, V'yikhulis of the Abishem, just take two of them, take the Torah. If you take the Torah, that's it. The Abishem and the Torah together. The Medrash is such a beautiful Medrash. The Abish says, Machayt lechem HaTorah. I sold you the Torah. My grandmother asked me today. They asked me a kasha, because we had it in Brochus. He said, what do you have? You see that the Abish has sold the Torah. Says, the Abish says, I sold the Torah, the Klai Yisrael. But you see the Abish has sold. So my little Ramla threw a portion of Therese. He said that you have to pay for mitzvahs. So you're paying mitzvahs, that's the cash for the Torah. Well, if he's right, if he's wrong, I have to think about it. Because Lamais, where do we see that the Abish ever sold the Torah to the Yid? Maybe he's right, the Yid pays for the Torah with the Kabbalah's oil, the Kabbalah's oil mitzvahs. But it said that Akoparim says the Pasuk in the Medrash, Machati Lechem Torah. Kavi Yochanam Karti Yimah, the Abish said, I sold myself with it. V'yikhuli truma, Moshe l'melech shayu l'bas k'vid ha'melech l'ahal o'vi d'ora. V'o echad men ha'melech ha'melech l'ot, but one of the early kings want to marry o'vi d'ora. V'yik shleil pa l'artzeb l'ikli shleil b'o, so the melech from the second melech had to marry that he was d'ora. I want to take back his kind of. V'omle b'ti shem yisad l'ok yikini, it's my only d'ora. V'li fresh m'men e'ni yoch l'akim. Al atata di matochta, kifat ha'bas yikida o'vi d'ora, biggest avatul child of bas yikida. Loi melech to tell you, atid l'ani yoch, to tell you that you should take back my daughter, that you can't take it back, I can't, because you married her. To say that what else could I, but to leave, stay here and not be with that, I can't. I'm asking you, Toyda, Elazu Toyda, I say, do me Toyda. Shekol mokam shata hoyda, if any place I go, any place you go, kitin echad aseli, she'od retzcha, make me a little bit room. Let me live next to you. Sheni yuchal dechas, because I can't live that way. Zav zach, kachom ha-kodesh bobe yisrael. Nasat lecha, Toyda, I get nasat lecha, 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 nasat Toyda. Blifish me mene en yochul. Chatzkol has a shmuz. Yes, let me look on Shane. Maybe you heard that one. Because I was in the list. Kufa. He bangs on the table. Lufish memeni yochum. Yeah, it's mulit. He bangs. Lufish memeni yochum. kann ich wecken, ich sage, ich liebe meine Tochter, ist doch meine Tochter, kann ich wecken. Und ich sage, leu mir noch ein Titel, ein Jochel, ein Kind, ich don't take it. Und ich sage, 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 ich The Eibishter is in the Torah, and what you have to do when you learn Torah is you have to take the Eibishter with you. Inu Zechisa, people were Zecha, and Abed Kufa, that were learning Torah, no one bothers us. We could be Zecha to have a place in our hearts with the Shechina. The Eibishter should be with us when we learn Torah. But what do we do most of the time? A lot of time we leave. We leave the Shechina out of it. Like I told you 100 times, what do? We write about the Shechina in the corner, put them in a box, and then let them out. Just keep the open digging out. We don't let the Baruch Hashem go through our whole life. We don't let the Eibishter run through our whole lives. What we have to do is, when you learn, you have to know it's the Eibishter, it's the Eibishter's Rotzen. The Eibishter, it's a very, very hard Mitzvah to be Margish, because it's very, very hard. These are difficult things. That's really Kabbalah's El Malchus Hashemayim. I'll tell you a little word. It says, I have to stop at the latest at a quarter to 8. I can't divide it too much. First of all, because I don't know at the beginning, it's because what's happened. So I just want to tell you this Kabbalah Kedai Yishma. A person has to be like, when you learn Krishna, what do we say? V'hoyu Shema Yisrael Hashem L'kem Hashem L'kem. Then it says, V'hoyu Advarim Ho'eile. Which Eile? Which words? Shenokim Tzav Chayyam Alav Avercha. Which words? Hashem L'chodet. It's Molei Yishma. Then it says later, the Gibar Tavom. How does the Gibar Tavom? We should not have the Gibar Tavom. How does the Chiv come and turn again? Oh, but the Fidus Balakai, the Fidus Oya Kodesh, it's all a whole movement, it's all one time. A person, V'hoyu Advorah Ma'elas Kabol Tz'ol Ma'am Shemayim. Tati Yachmei, this is an Eibishter. But how do you even know that this is an Eibishter? You know how you know? Why the Gibar Tavom? You have to know that this is an Eibishter. Well, how are you going to get it? How are you going to feel that this is an Eibishter? That you only get the Gibar Tavom. So you see that what type of the debate of bone you have to have. You have to have a zasar with the debate of bone, that's Vahoyu Advarim O'Ela. It's the Vahoyu Advarim O'Ela that goes together with the debate of bone. It's like, when you say Yom HaKabal Ol Malchus Shemayim, what does that mean? At his Eibishter, you just have to know the Eibishter exists. The Eibishter is around, the Eibishter looks at you, the Eibishter watches you, the Eibishter likes you, the Eibishter will take care of you, the Eibishter keeps the Cheshmah of your Ma'isim, and I hope to leave no matter what. That's really Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. But how are you going to be margish? How are you going to feel it? Ketchup you can feel. Water you can feel. Fresh air you can feel. How do you feel the Eibishter? You know when you feel it? When you learn for a few hours. You know, Shnei wants to talk about it. It's actually a very difficult decision. It's a very, very hard decision. So he told me that he can't make a decision. I should come back in a few hours. And if he came back, he told me, where he was at. So I'm kind of lost. I said, somebody comes to me. When you have to make a decision, you know what to do. You should learn for 5 hours without a Pepsi. And then think about it, the first thing that comes to your head, that's the last time. So before you start, Shnei answered me, he said, for 3 hours, he was learning, and then he said, I can't do it, this is the right way to follow this question. You don't have Shabbos, you don't have Shabbos. You become a Torah Dikka Kov. You become a Torah Dikka Kov, Rabbi Ogba says, and if I'm a Gemara Kov, Mashkiah, so then he told me he's here to straight from Rabbi Ogba. He says, Farm is okay, Schor, that's not a Gemara Kov. Yeah, yeah, your mind can't be in magazines, it can't be, I'm talking about Time magazine. It can't be that. Just forget about it. You English. Forget about it. You finish that kufa. Rollers, we want the English. That's out. Forget about it. It doesn't exist. And then you have to have a mother cook. You're younger. You can shy in here. She might not laugh. If you take the shkin and mama, she can have the yikki and truma. You can take the li and the truma all at one time. You can make a little cheder in your heart. The place that the shkin should always rest, always for everything you do. Of course, you can't be like first, like a big tzaddik, like a Rabbi Segal, or like a beautiful Segal, the one in Manchester, Rosh Hashiva. These people are very big tzaddik and they're behind every second Shabbos Hashem. It's very hard levels that we don't reach that level so easy. Because we have to work just like they got there, it took a very, very long time. The same thing if we want to reach it. But the level where we are now, we have to realize that we have a Kabbalah future waiting for us. You have a Kabbalah summer waiting for you. And Ilu Zechisim, it's mamish totally in what type of a life that you want to do. That's mamish totally. This could be your Zav. So in other words, what Ms. Falcon is the mice, and this is Ms. Tam, the last time we're together. Hello? Next time? Next week, well, I think is the last one. So
what?
So they want to go to private, they don't want to go to school, they want private society.
Private,
yeah. They have to work it out. So I'll give a couple of weeks.
Well, I don't know, put some buttons, just
have
to work it.
One minute.
All right, just have to work it, it's not. But really, what you should, let's pick out something the mice that we need the next time in Elul. It sounds like you should, the Mashkiach, he gave us a family of Mashkiach, I still go to Vav. And the Mashkiach, the Takon and the Vav, his, I'm just giving you the typical thing, so three times a day you have to watch it begging. It's a very hard thing. I'll just tell you what it is, I'm just not that such a thing exists. Pity on leg means when you're hot, all of a sudden you want to do something and say, no, you change your mind, you move. You want to do something good, then all of a sudden you move. So that move is called pity on leg. He showed me what kind of pen you have to look at and watch it. Pity on leg. So our Kabbalah and our bodies, we have to put on paper. If you watch yourself in pity on leg. And since I'm a pusher, I'm a shipper, almost like that. And I make it that the Mashkiach. Every day, he either calls me or I call him, did you do the three times Pity Alev? That's what, every day he calls me, I call him. Pity Alev means, I'm just giving it, it's an advanced thing, it's not an easy thing. But when you want to do something, then, like for instance, in the other room, I want to eat something, I'm not doing anything about it. So it's very, very dizzy, and I was banging something downstairs, and I want to eat something. So I want to eat something, so I saw potatoes on the table. So I said, I can't get my soup, I thought, okay, fuck, I should give me the potatoes. Then it was, I saw cheese and pepper. Tastes a little bit better. So I moved away from that and I took that. So I felt through. I didn't realize when I was sitting, I realized anything, I felt through. I look at Philip wanted potatoes. Okay, good, you live with potatoes, you won't go. But then all of a sudden my heart's ate, that's red and it's white, it's good, it's colors, it's good, it tastes a little bit fried, you bite it and think, rib. So I fell through on Pity Alev. The Pity Alev is happening about a million an hour. A million an hour. That's petty. Shomachem pen yet till about from the side of the back. Chasu Shom could be the person that was deserved. That's just a Pity Alev. So that's the Mashkiach's middle, is Pity Alev. All the years that I have, this is his middle, Pity Alev. Just, you have to watch your heart. As soon as you decide to do something, all of a sudden, you move away from it. Why'd you move? Catch it. So that's this Kabbalah. I think we should take some sort of a Kabbalah over the summer. And that if you really want to make a vat out of it, a lamaisadik a vat. But don't keep a cheshbon on paper. Not yet. Not the time yet. But just, if you should be consciously aware that one Kabbalah, that all of us have to be Makabi, Lina, everything is. Plays mobile better. Some sort of a simple Kabbalah that we should do. Just give you a good moment. I'll tell you a different thing with Mashkiach after that. I think what we do. I feel it. Anytime you eat something, we make up. So leave over a little bit to the plate. Each one calls the other one. You leave over. Crispy chicken, you have to leave over. You have to leave over something because you have to 12 left over. You want to eat like the diet says. Anyways, let's take one Kabbalah, something that's later ready. So who has a suggestion? Suggestions have to come from somebody. Some suggestion, some sort of a Kabbalah, something that would give just a little bit more, not a lot, just a little bit more Yeshivayim. You should learn what? How long? What? He says, Mr. Sisharm, he says, we shouldn't talk the first time we say it, but in the summertime he's not really saying it. I mean, he's, I don't know.
You know you want to look.
What?
How many times a day you want to look
at something? Shmir Sinai. It has to be something that the whole city is in public. What do you say? What do you have to suggest? Everybody has
his
eyes.
What?
His
eyes,
man.
His eyes don't look.
Yeah, but if let's say the Abocha feels that that's not the Kabbalah that he wants to do, so it's his heart is not in there, his heart's not in there, he's just going to figure as soon as he walks out of his room. He says the bruch to kei chivim to be machaven. Kei chivim, stop, think it like a man, make a kabbalah for the day that the eyes will give him. He's going to see what's going on. Is somebody in the coma not to have to give him life? Kei chivim, different bruch. They make different types of bruch, that's why they mean it. What do you say, Shmir Sinai?
That's
right, okay, but
right.
Okay, but it has to be, everybody has to be in Kabbalah if they want it. Everybody wants to make a Shmir Sinai. So if, is everybody basically Makabal? Bli Neder. So in other words, that would entail the Brach Pekech Ivlin. And you should, I would think, three times, you should consciously not look at something that your Yates would make it with my friend. They, so three times a day you have to be sharp your eyes. Of course, more besides Kodesh Noyer. But three times a day. In other words, don't take any of these diaries. don't think anything that has something that's not good. Put it this way, make believe the stack was next to me. Next time you pick up a magazine, make sure the stack was rumbling and rumbling next to you. Say, what's this doing? Not a bunch of stack. Stack. Scary face. Next to you. So, okay, so for all masks, we know that all of us, we need to make a status in the Shmei's name. So it starts with the bracha in the morning of the Kehechizim. And that includes every place, not to touch anything to do, that's like the boy, including basically he's saying, Kulu, that means I'm losing it, there's nothing. It's also Trey Pachaz. If you hold yourself back, you train yourself to the Kodesh. So we're on the Kabbalah, each one according to his level, Shmei's name. We never.
You said three times.
No, but for instance, a guy can take an Aveda. A guy can take a shot nefesh, and I'm just telling you, a guy shouldn't do this, shouldn't this. But if a guy falls to foot, but 3 times a day you have to have shmir, sure. 3 times a day you have to break it out about an hour. But if a guy decides this, he wants to read the paper, okay, I do it. So if he wants Torah Lebrach, but you can put it to us, the corner from the value, you can put it to
our
3 times you have to move back, backwards, for Shmei Sinai.
It's going to be a hefty.
What? What do you mean hefty?
Well, it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be a hefty,
Three separate times. Either the guy wants to take a magazine, he doesn't. He walks on the street, it doesn't look twice. What I saw, he saw, it doesn't look twice. Shmei Sinai finished, that's it. Shmei Sinai. 3 times. You do more, it's not called the Shnoyle. But that's what it is for you. What's that? This one take it. Actually, that's his Havreya. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm going to keep staring. I'm sure you forget. Yeah.
I know.
Okay. So we'll be inside now. Have a good day. Gesundheit, heilige Sonne. Rest up good. Learn from that.